Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Extra Time Podcast, a very special edition today. We have a special guest. This is Kevin Jeffers. I'm a senior editor on the sports desk at the National. And today we are talking to WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler. He is telling us about the Dubai Live Dune Bash Tour, which is coming to Dubai on April 14th and 15th. And that will be after WrestleMania, so it'll be a good time for WWE fans to see their favorite superstars. And Dolph also talks about, you know, his legacy. If you're a WWE fan, you know he's a guy who goes out every night and gives his best, and he has a lot of fans for that reason. Very athletic guy, very funny guy, very charismatic, and I was happy to talk to him. So without further ado, here is Dolph Ziggler. Well, thanks for taking time. I know you guys are very busy, but you guys are coming to Dubai in April for the Live Dune Bash Tour. What can you tell us about that?
It's really cool because of the timing of the Live Dune Bash. It's two different nights, but it's also fresh off of WrestleMania, which is, you know, obviously our biggest time of the year, with not only every superstar cooking on all cylinders, everyone's looking to make a name for themselves, everyone's looking to stand out, everyone's looking to be the new Mr. WrestleMania. And as soon as we break into this new stride, this new year, right out of WrestleMania, we go right to the Dune Bash, where everybody's ready to go and ready to steal the show.
Yeah, man, I'm a big fan of yours. You're one of those guys who is universal.
Well, you're a smart young man.
Thank you. I will send this to my bosses. But you're one of those guys who is, I would say, universally appreciated among the different subsets of wrestling fans out there. You know, you have the so-called casual and smart fans who, you know, like certain guys for certain reasons. You're one of those guys who pretty much everybody appreciates your work. How does it, does that really affect your character in any way or the work you do?
First of all, I know this last year or so, it's not as cool to be a Dolph Ziggler fan because, you know, I'm usually not talking too much and I'm sometimes in a 3-minute match, but it is with the respect of, you know, people I respect, Hall of Famers and the locker room, that's the reason I keep doing this. They know what I can do and how good I am, and that's the reason I keep going, because I love doing it. And it's cool to go, I know if they need someone to be in the ring with the Great Khali or Hornswoggle or fight for the world title, that for some reason, the guy who loses 3/4 of the time and doesn't talk on the microphone will have the crowd behind him because they know how much I pour into each match. Like I said, whether it's 3 minutes or 30 minutes, no one's going to work harder. And that's saying something, because these WWE superstars, I've never met a group of people, guys and gals, that work so hard, meticulously in the gym, doing interviews and killing it in the ring just for a chance at being on television. So for 12 years now, I've somehow set the bar as the guy who works the hardest, because I do. I put my body on the line and I love it. If I didn't, I couldn't halfway produce what I do. So because of those fans, I continue to go out every night, and whether it's a hardcore fan who appreciates that I can do some wrestling that they've never seen before, or a casual fan who goes, hey, that guy's super hot, got it. Like, everybody wins, and I promise, I guess I find a way to make my match an important match because I'm in it.
So I can book it Dolph Ziggler versus Hornswoggle for WrestleMania 32.
I've done it before, and I'll do it again.
Well, you've been feuding with Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship lately. You fought The Miz on Raw last night. You had a fantastic ladder match at last year's WrestleMania, really Daniel Bryan's sort of swan song. What do you think is in store for Dolph at WrestleMania 32?
Yeah, honestly, I see a lot of important matches going up, and I don't see myself in one so far. I don't see it adding up, and especially with a loss to Miz last night, it's hard to say. If there's anything along the lines of a ladder match that last year came down to Daniel Bryan and myself headbutting each other for 45 seconds straight until one of us fell off the ladder, I'm down for it. Because any chance I get to try and steal the show, to try and have tell the rest of the locker room, this is the biggest stage of them all, and I dare you to try and follow me. I'll be there, and I'll do it. And so hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I find out something. But as of now, I haven't seen or heard anything yet, but it's WrestleMania time. Some titles are going to have to be on the line, and they know the go-to guy's ready to go, so I'm ready to see the show.
Do you feel like you've had your WrestleMania moment yet, or are you still fighting for
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. I've done nothing but lose at WrestleMania. There's no way that I've had a WrestleMania moment.
Is there anyone on the roster who you've pretty much been around, like you said, 12 years and fought everybody, including Kofi Kingston about 7,000 times? Is there anybody on the roster you haven't fought that you're just anxious to get in the ring with?
Well, what bums me out is when I was brand new, 6 or 8 months into the business of learning how to wrestle, I was in there with DX on a nightly basis.
That's right.
Was the greatest of all time. And I was in there on a nightly basis, not really knowing what the hell I was doing. And I cherish those moments because as a fan and, a student of trying to be the best, was how great is it that I'm in here with the best? It's going to make me better. But also at the time, I really didn't know how to do anything other than a headlock and get beat up. So now I wish there could be more interactions with not just young up-and-coming guys. And it's just, it'd be nice to get in the ring with a Shawn Michaels or a Triple H. And, even with the stories behind them and the Attitude Era behind them and being on top behind them, knowing what I can do, I'd like to see them go toe-to-toe with me and go, we were right, this is the guy.
How much longer do you plan on being in the ring, especially with concussion concerns?
3 more months. I'm just kidding.
Breaking news. You gave me my headline. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, you just
heard it here. Yep.
You just resigned not too long ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, about 6 months ago, I signed not too long of a contract. They like having me around for some reason. I like having the freedom to go out and do some stand-up comedy. I have a movie coming out in a month and a half where I'm the star.
Oh, wow.
And I have a couple things coming up in the next couple weeks and months with Comedy Central, with YouTube. And it's all about getting my name out there to make myself a bigger, better superstar. So I'm really excited for all these other options that I have. And on a daily basis, I either choose to spend my one day off at home or spend my one day off in L.A. trying to get up and do 5 minutes of mic time at a comedy club. So everything I do is to transition to something else to make me a bigger asset to WWE.
What specifically do you see yourself doing when you've had your final match?
I'm not sure. It's hard to say because, even if I'm ready to go in 3 months, I'm here. And maybe I could be ready to go in 5 years, and I have a knee injury, and I can't wrestle anymore. You never know how that goes. This isn't just acting where you catch a bad break here and there and you can get back into a bully. These guys are finely tuned athletes, and if I lose a step, I wouldn't be okay with myself out there being like slowing down the other matches and have people having to work around me. So if I can't go at 10 out of 10, then I don't want to go. So, it could be a couple years left, especially as I got a couple of things coming up the next couple of weeks, months. Maybe there's less time than that. It's really hard to say. I've been very fortunate. I've had 2 bad concussions in 12 years and no other injury that I couldn't work through.
That is impressive.
I've been very lucky. I don't know people who work in cubicles as telemarketers who have only missed a handful of weeks in 12 years. So I'm really excited about everything I can offer this company. If they want to take advantage of it for the next few years, I'm here and ready to go.
Okay. I just have one more question for you. Is there a young guy on the roster who you see a lot of Dolph Ziggler in?
First and foremost, I saw Tyler Breeze. He was someone who didn't have a match with anybody, someone who was respected by his peers in NXT, got brought up really quickly. And it's been lost in the shuffle a little bit. But someone who, if for the last 3 months you came to a WWE live event, you saw someone like me, who wasn't really in anyone's storyline, and someone like Tyler Breeze, who wasn't really in anyone's storyline, doing 25 and 30 minute clinics that no one, including the main event, I've said this in the locker room, the main event could not follow our match because of the hard work and the great wrestling that was put in.
That's a good choice. I love Tyler Breeze. Dolph, I thank you so much for taking time. Be sure to catch Dolph Ziggler and the rest of the WWE superstars when they come to Dubai April 14th and 15th. Thanks again, Dolph.
Dubai gets its own tour.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
How cool
is that?
Very cool.
They get their own tour right off the heels of WrestleMania. It's going to be a blast. We're going to kill it.
Thanks, Dolph. And that was our guest, WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler. The movie he was talking about is called Countdown, and he co-stars in that with Kane. Again, the Dubai Live Dune Bash Tour, April 14th and 15th in Dubai. You can buy those tickets online. Thank you to Deep T Unnikrishnan for producing, and to Graham Cagle for being on vacation, because otherwise he would have been doing this interview. You can find us online at thenational.ae/sports and on Twitter at NatSportUAE. Thanks, guys.